This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, despite the high rises of the Dow and the S&P 500, the economy for the average American is really not in the greatest of places. Now, political and economic pundits are arguing back and forth whether we're in a recession or not. If we are in one, it hasn't been an epic recession by any means, but it's weighing heavy on American pocketbooks. But what is the effect the current situation is having on the progress of a farm bill? A farm bill that's already running behind. We hear from the folks at Rabobank right after this.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
Steve Nicholson is a strategist at Rabobank, and he talks about the one thing that can be argued about whether or not we're in a recession, and what can be argued against that fact is the availability of jobs that are still out there.
And so until we see, in my mind, until we see a pullback in jobs created or the opportunities for jobs, it's going to be very hard to go down a path of a recession. The Fed may have engineered the classic soft landing. That's, I think, yet to be seen, but it's remarkable how resilient the U.S. economy has been.
Now, Nicholson adds that the Federal Reserve is likely going to downplay any use of the R word to keep the markets from overreacting. But there's also political pressure on the Fed from both sides of the aisle. They will use those actions of the Fed positively or negatively, depending on their political narrative and how it fits.
So I think they're going to be reluctant because of both political pressure to move rates up, to say that they put their thumb on the scale, but at the same time, take them down too much, put their thumb on the scale. I think they're going to try to have a fairly quiet year because we all know that politicians will criticize them or praise them depending on what actions they take and how that fits into their political narrative.
Nicholson adds that economic issues with the farm bill are going to become exacerbated based on it being an election year. With both agricultural and nutrition titles in the farm bill, we can expect it to be used as ammunition in campaigns in both urban and rural areas.
Well, I hope they don't put it off from there. Let's say that. You know, the challenge is, you've got two challenges there. One, you have a Congress that's not focused on anything and a Congress that's not functioning very well. You know, they've got budget deadlines coming up and USDA is on that first list of agencies that would get shut down. So that's not a good thing. And, oh yeah, it's an election year for them. And I think it's a coin toss that we could get it.
Nicholson adds, though, that there is incentive for both sides to get it done.
Keep in mind, in the politics of it, Senator Stabenow from Michigan is retiring. She is the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, and she would love to be able to send one of her legacy out the doors to get the farm bill over the line. So there are political pressures on both sides of that issue.
But the clock is ticking. With an election year, we quite frankly have a July 31st deadline, no matter if the farm bill was extended till September 30th. The August recess and campaigning is going to keep lawmakers away from D.C.
Yeah, that would be my concern, too. I'll be a little more optimistic. The first half of the year, I think it'll be really difficult to get it done, certainly the second half of the year.
For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our free daily e-newsletter, which comes out Monday through Friday around 5 p.m. Also, don't forget about our free market podcast, and you can catch all our replays at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.